Oh, okay. So now we got the Olam here. Now, yeah. Misha. Okay, Rabbi Shalom. This week, I think this building is still open. I'm not sure what next week where the building is going to be.
July 7th. Well, at least the guy in front told me that.
July 7th. What day of the week is that? Okay. Okay. So we've been now doing the series of shiurim about Mila Docha Shabbos. So now we're going to talk about Mila Docha Yontov. So Mila is Docha Yontov, but it has to be Mila Bezmana. In other words, if you're not doing the Mila on the eighth day, then you can't do it on Yontov. But the question is, what about Yontov Sheni? What about Yontov Sheni? Is Yontov Sheni more kal for Mila to be Docha Yontov Sheni? So there is a Mishnah in Kuv Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that says Kata Nimo Lishmona Litisha Lasara Olacharasar Liyud Beis. So the cotton sometimes is Nimo on the eighth day. You know, it's like the Mishnah in Megillah Nikreis B'Yadalah. But here it says sometimes a cotton is Nimo on the eighth day, sometimes the ninth day, the 10th day, the 11th day, the 12th day. Lo pachas v'lo yoser. So haketzah. Kedako l'shmona. If regular bris is on the 8th day. No l'do b'en ha-shmashos. Say the kid was born after Shkia. B'en ha-shmashos. So then you don't know which day. You can't say it's Tuesday night after Shkia, right? So maybe it's Tuesday, so the bris will be Tuesday. Maybe it's Wednesday. So then you can't be mal him on Tuesday because maybe tech Beis Moshos is the next day. So you mal him on the next Wednesday, which is the ninth day. Nimon Letisha. Bein HaShemoshah Shal Erev Shabbos, but if it's Bein HaShemoshah Shal Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, so then you don't know whether he was Friday or Shabbos. So you can't be Malam on Shabbos on Friday, because maybe Friday is just the seventh day. You can't be Malam on Shabbos, because maybe Shabbos is the eighth day, but maybe Friday was the eighth day. So now you have to be Malam on Sunday, which is going to be the ninth day. We'll have separate shiurim on discussing what is Bein HaShemoshos, and that's I remember, it's very sad, I bring back memories, Rabbi Meir Zlatowitz was just nifter from Art Scroll, and my friend married his daughter, my friend for the Osher Dicker married Meir Zlatowitz's daughter. And I remember they had a Bein HaShemoshah Shaila of a bris. And Meir Zlatowitz always asked his Shailas to Rav David Feinstein. And my friend, he grew up in the same block with me, but he and his father used to walk to Rav Hillel David. And I remember, so Rav Hillel David says, it's not 72 minutes, there's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. Whereas, I think the other shita would have been, not exactly.
That's the same discussion by half the car.
Yeah.
If it's 72 minutes, then it's not
72
minutes to Rav Hillel David,
it's
not a...
Yeah. Yeah, he's not going to...
Or
it would be a suffix. Suffix. Yeah, I remember he said... I don't know if Rav David... Look, the Shoyal was the father of the child. And he wasn't going to Rav David. In other words, the Zayda was going to Rav David. They want to hear what Rav David had to say. He was going to his Rav, to Rav Hillel David. And I remember him saying, Rav Hillel David said, without 17 minutes, nothing... nothing to talk about.
Sunday.
Yeah, There was a case, Rav Abadi told me this, I heard from Rav Abadi. There was a case in Lakewood where the baby was born. It was a Rav Abadi, what he considered Seisach HaChavim. He didn't remember exactly how many minutes was it, 35 minutes or something like that. I don't know. I'm not saying for sure. I don't remember. I don't know if he remembered the exact minutes it was. And so most people, 35 minutes, you know, you're not going to, you know, even though Rav Nata Greenblatt once told me that in America, the Rabbanim were Makabel, that, you know, the old Rabbanim, we're talking about Rav Moshe Rosen and Rav Tamashov. These Chasher Rabbanim, you never heard of, you know, but these were like the Doily HaRabbanim in Brownsville at the time. They were Goyne Oilem, but never heard of them. Whatever. And they I think, held 35 minutes is going to be, is the Iker HaDin, Seisach HaChavim in New York. And so Rav Abadi Paskin, the bris was Docha Shabbos.
So it's a big enough community.
But no more wanted to do it. So Rav Abadi, he did it. He follows his, you know, he wasn't afraid.
And they did what they did on Shabbos?
Yeah, whatever Rav Abadi Paskin, he was the Pesach. And no one wanted to do it, so he said, I'll do it. He wasn't afraid. He's not the type of person saying, oh, I'm going to say it, so you do it. No, if he believed it, he did it.
It's also, that's a very big nafkamina when you hold in this plaka mincha. Also, if you hold it, say, if you hold like the Rabbeinu, like the Magen Avraham for plaka mincha, there's a big nafkamina if you hold that seis is 72 minutes or 40 minutes.
Yeah, plaka mincha, yeah.
That's a big nafkamina.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is with Plag HaMincha is that the people who hold like Rabbeinu Tam have to concede, because the Pashtus is, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam Shita, then Plag HaMincha is basically a Shkia.
Yeah.
So, and others say, that's the Pashup Shat, like I really point out, that's the Pashup Shat. So then, but Lamaisa, we're Makabal in America, then we're not going to do Rabbeinu Tam Lekula. So technically speaking, you know, you should be lighting Shabbos candles at Shkia, but who's going to do such a thing?
This week would have been about 7:50.
Yeah, who's going to light Shabbos candles after? Yeah. So, but then the problem is, if you follow the other Shita, then you're lighting Shabbos candles before Plag HaMincha. So that's a problem. The Oros Chaim, he tries to deal with this. You know, you can't get everything. I remember once a friend of mine, Rafi Fink, we were learning his manim. We had a Shilin's manim, so we went, one day we just walked into Rav Nissen Alpert's classroom, and we asked him, Rafi Fink asked him, what does he think? Did he hear anything from the Rosh Hashiva about a certain Shilin, about the sea level, whatever? He said he didn't hear from the Rosh Hashiva, but he says you should look in the Sefer Oros Chaim, Rav Chaim Druk. So he has a whole piece on this. So, you know, in life you can't have everything. You can't have the cake and eat it too. You know what I mean? The expression. You know, you want to be yotzei every shita. Because the answer is, if you really hold like Rabbeinu Tam, you should be allowed to hold like Rabbeinu Tam Lekul also. But in America, it just became too, you know, like America, there's so much Chil Shabbos going on. So there's going to be, like the people who are keeping Shabbos, if it's going to be like a machlokes, then according to me, you're being mechal Shabbos. Because you know, it can't work well with having so many people anyway being mechal Shabbos. So even within the frumer, so they had to have a thing that everyone on Friday has to follow the early shita. And the Motzei Shabbos, you want to keep as long as you want. This is the longest Shabbos now.
It's past Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay, so these are the Nolan Vena Shmashas. Nimol Asar, so if he's Nolan Vena Shmashas, Nimol Latesh, Vena Shmashas shall have Shah Nimol Asar. Yontav Lachar Shabbos, Nimol Lachar Asar. But if then, if Yontav, you can't do it on Sunday because it's Yontav, then you're going to have to wait till day 11. And what if the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Nimol Lewat l'shneimasar. So, in other words, once it's not bismano, so you have a suffix. So if it's Shabbos, so you wait till Sunday. But if Sunday's Yontif, you have to wait till Monday. And if Monday's Yontif, because it's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait till Tuesday. So then maximum, you're going to be mal the kid on the 12th day in a regular situation where no one's sick or anything like that.
So from the mission is that Yom Tov Sheni is that race is not Dovi Yom Tov Sheni because it only mentioned Rosh Hashanah, it mentioned Yom Tov Sheni.
So when you say Pashas is what?
So the Pashas is that you can do a race on
Yom Tov Sheni. Right, one could be Medayik. We'll see if that's a valid diak. One could be Medayik that the fact that the Mishnah only gave Shnei Yomim Shal Rosh Hashanah, like Chazon Hess says, as an example that you can't do a Mila Shal Obizmana, when you want to have, that you had to push it off to day 12 because there was Shabbos that you couldn't do it with Shal Obizmana, and then Sunday and Monday, why don't you just give a case of Shabbos and 2 days of Shavuos? So someone to be medayik, know what? That you see from here that it is. Right. So that's the counter argument. That's why. Right. Right. Such a genius. Right. So we'll see. Right. Right. No. So Rabbi Tuchman is pointing out, as we'll see. You're 5 steps ahead of me. As you'll see, that the reason that one could say the reason why the Mishnah mentioned Rosh Hashanah is because it's Eretz Yisrael. So, but in the Chanami, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the famous Medrash Rabbah. Oh, look who's here! Here's what I'm telling you. Now he's going to throw stones at me. Vayichi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Reishana. So the Medrash Rabbah says what? That remiss to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. That the last 17 years he was in Eretz Yisrael, but Tzipori, that was, those were the great years of his life. And so the Medrash makes a comparison between Yaakov Avinu's 17 years and Yehuda Anasi. But Yehuda Anasi, as Rabbi Taku said, is writing the Mishnayos in Eretz Yisrael, so then he's writing it for Eretz Yisrael. So that's why he doesn't say 2 days of. So if you look in the Rambam, so the Rambam says on page 2, Hotziu b'rosh chutz le'imo, b'ed hashmo shav yichol yotzu kulo, einu malim etzo b'shabes, chol mi she'einu docha es ha'shabes, einu docha es yontif rishon, v'docha es yontif sheini. So the Rambam writes b'feirish, that just because it's not Docha Shabbos, because it's not Bismano, and it's not Docha Yontav Rishon, but the Rambam writes with Feirish, that it's Docha Yontav Sheni. That Mila Shalom Bismano is Docha Yontav Sheni. But Shnei Yom Tovim Shalom Rosh Hashanah ain't a Docha. Loas HaRishon, Loas HaSheni. But the Rambam Shita is that Rosh Hashanah is different. Rosh Hashanah is more Chomer. Okay, this is, the first case is Benesh Moshos. The first case is Benesh Moshos. Halva Mishal Yotsu Kula, Lebele Shabbos, Eimel Lina Soba Shabbos, is Benesh Moshos. Chayim Mishayin Adoche, Shnei Yom Tov, Shal Roshan Adoche, Lo Shabbos, Lo Shabbos, Lo Shabbos, Chayim Mila Shal Obizmana, Ein Adoche, Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. So the Pashtus is, the Rambam is saying that a Mila Shal Obizmana, or even a Suffolk Mila Shal Obizmana, is Doche Yontav Sheni, but not Yontav Rishon, and not Yontav Sheni of Rosh Hashanah. So that's the sheet of the Rambam.
Yeah,
the first case in the Rambam he's talking about where it's a Bein Shmoshos baby, right? So So it's a suffix bismanas, but even a suffix bismanas is not doka. Because we don't know, is it, was it born this the day before or the day after? But then he goes to a case where that's a vadai shalom bismana. Hey, mila shalom bismana means a vadai shalom bismana. The kid was sick. So today, a jaundice, well, that's not called cholokol gufo, and it's a mila shalom bismana. But clearly, it's docha yontif sheni. That is the Rambam Shita. The Rosh in Tshuvas HaRosh, page 4. Says the Rosh, Milah Shalom Bismana Ain Adocha Yontov Sheini Shalgolius. So first thing he starts against the Rambam, the Milah Shalom Bismana, just like it's not Docha Shabbos, it's not Docha Yontov, and it's not even Docha Yontov Sheini. It's Yontov Sheini. You give it the status of Yontov, but not the Mezalzel. You know the latest Shaila that they talk about making early. People like to know. Making early Yontif and Yontif Sheni.
People, a lot of people got the Marv waiting for this man on the afternoon of Yontif Rishon.
Yeah, this, you mean the Yontif Sheni?
Yeah, the Marv
early Yontif. Meaning making early.
Early Yontif Sheni.
Early Yontif Sheni.
It's very.
Yeah, some people are making on that.
Why can you put down the Marv on any day?
No,
maybe.
No, the question is, but there, you, in other words, is it right to infringe on Yontif Rishon, the Mekabel Yontif Sheni earlier?
You're not, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
Is this a halakhic question or like a proper question?
Well, is it considered a zilzul?
One and the same.
In the Yontif Zeraisa.
Right, that you're right.
Or is like Yontif Sheni, is it like, it's not a kol, so is it lafukei? I mean, you're still keeping Yontif.
You're still keeping Yontif, right.
Not like.
Right, but then you're making Kiddush and you're calling it.
Right, it's not like I'm doing.
You're calling it. You're making Kiddush. So why are you making Kiddush? That means it's, you're saying this is Yontif Sheni.
Marv is different from
that. Yeah, I'm not saying Marv. Marv, okay. I'm saying eating
Kiddush.
The Suda, Kiddush.
It's a separate discussion.
Okay.
And lighting candles.
Yeah. Okay. So lighting candles.
That's the most Marv.
Yeah.
Then you can say it's from Yontif Rishon, yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Rabbi the Sefer was making this. I'm not happy with this. Sometimes people here in the Shavuos, there's some people like to make it early.
Shavuos is that its own.
No, I'm not talking about the first day, the second day.
Well, how do you make the second day the same? If you hold the same logic, the second day should be the same as the first day.
Right, but the.
If you're going to go down the path.
Right, but.
You have more of a chance of finding something if you go down the path.
Right, but that's what people.
But you have the same to pay the. If let's say it was a real suffix, not just a million. Let's say it was not as sick as the old one. Back in the day.
Right.
Well, you have, so really, Yontif Sheni could have to be the
right, so it could be the first day is cold.
So
right.
You have a problem.
No, then I would have less.
So you can say it's more mafra now, it's going to be a thing, than it was back then,
yeah,
when
course,
it was,
course
when
course
it was
the real
boy.
Maybe.
Maybe.
How could it, the dialogue
of them. Okay. Let's talk about back to Mila now. Okay. We can fight this fight a different time. Mila Shalom Bismana Ein Adocha Yontif Sheni Shalgolius. Hadikatari Paragraph Blessed the Mila Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. So why does it say Rosh Hashanah? Who had been Yontif Shalgolius? Allah Hashem Mishan Nishnes Be'eretz Yisrael. Like Rabbi Tachman said. The Dafka Bami Mesi Tiru. That was the only thing with Mekel, Yontif Sheni is Mace. I mean, Rav Shachter points out, the Gemara says Refuah also. Yeah. Vitiru afil b'yantav sheni shal Rosh Hashanah. Vila shukmar over v'zmana lo vitiru lidchos yantav sheni b'shvila.
This is in case of suffering. This is vada b'yantav.
This vada, right.
Which is the second half of the Rambam, not the first half.
Right. I mean, but the Rambam says in both cases. The Rambam is making in both cases.
Yeah. Is there a difference?
We'll see.
Why should there be any difference?
Okay, calm down. Felicki, you gotta calm down a little bit. It's the summer. You can calm down a little bit. I just tell you the best. Okay, so let's see in Shulchan Aruch how this is brought. So it's a machlokes the Rambam of the Rosh. What's the din of Yontif Sheni Shel Golius and Mila Shel Obizmana? So what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Ches. Misha Nolad Bein HaShemashah. So the Shulchan Aruch starts with the Suffolk. Suffolk Yom Suffolk Val Modim Ben Alayel V'nima L'Tishchi Shul Suffolk Shemini V'im Nolad Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemashah Eino Docha Es HaShabbos Eino Docha Es HaShabbos V'Nimni Suffolk V'Ched Eino Docha Yontif V'Suffolk Rafil Yontif Sheini Shel Golius. Right, so the He's saying the rush. So this is seemingly the Mechaber is postulating like the Rosh. So the big question is, what is this? I mean, Mechaber is usually a Rambam person. I mean, usually, well, it depends. He has Rambam, Rif, Rosh. So, but we have a third.
Yeah, but this is a chum. We have a Rif not saying anything of the Rambam. The Kiddush is, so the Rif's not saying anything is much more like the Rosh.
The Rif's not saying anything. Yeah, so
also, the stakes here, even if it's a one against one, seems to be math.
Right, because.
So, meaning, because of the meal, I mean,
right, it always can, right, it always push off.
Oh, it's not the chaining. It's
terrible. Because the Mila is on the next day, it'll still.
Right, what's the stake? The question is, what's the stake?
Right, what are the stakes that
we're dealing with? Yeah. Okay, so let's see the Shach. Let's talk to Shach. Shach. If you understand, he has 90 Iker Ka Rambam. He thinks, no, the Iker Ka Rambam, the Doche Yont of Shein Shel Golius. The Chenu Gam Kedas HaSmag. Takobo, Chenir Dasa Bartanura, Shapirish Shneyam Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah, Degdusha Achasein.
How's that showing anything?
Because he's saying that it's all. Because why does he have to stick in that it's Kedusha Achasein? Master, since it's Kedusha Achasein, that's why we're more Machmer. Because of Rams Yadusham Duhu Adin, Kol Shar Dvarim Shainim, Dochu Shabbos, Dochin is Yontav Sheini, Shal Golios. So all the things, that are not Doche Shabbos, the Rambam says, Adoche Yom Tov Sheini Shel Golius. Where does he write that? Where is that line coming from, the Rambam?
What's that?
In other words, because of Rambam, the other. Is that a statement for the Chasam Rambam, the other Sham? Do I do Kol Shad Dvarim She'inim Tov from Shabbos? Do I do Kol Shad Dvarim She'inim Tov? Things that are normally not Docha Shabbos, but they're still Docha Yom Tov Sheini Shel Golius. I don't know. Before, right? Where is this? Is that a separate statement in the Rambam that we didn't see? Yeah. Yeah, we're just paraphrasing this, the Rambam that we just saw. Okay, but whatever the case may be, the Shach is a Rambam person. The Shach is a Rambam person. Okay, so now we have to see the Noda Behuda. Let's see the note of Yehuda. So the note of Yehuda is on page 7. Tinok shenolad ben ashmashos ushmini safik shi shelo halbiyot v'sheni. So it's a suffix, right? Amos Ainimo. So, Chori says, Tshuva, Agam Shadin Zem Befurish B'Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch already, you know, what are you asking me? The Shulchan Aruch took care of this halacha. Shein Sveik Adolcha Alfil Yontav Shein Nishal Golias. Yikol Mokam Ani Banir Daiti Kiyua Kachazina B'Divrei Marana Mechaber B'Din Zem. So look what he's saying. So he's going to also be upset with the Mechaber. Kadosh Ozov Darko V'Sidro B'Chol Mokom Dios Nimshach HaChadaz HaRambam. He says he's not following the Rambam. V'Afiyu B'Mokom Sh'Rabim Chokim Olov Maran Mechaber Mechaber Stodim Lutzo Mokom Lufsok B'Kamo V'Chopanim Eidu Mashmid Dvarav L'Gamre. He usually gets him in like at least a Yesh Misha Omer. Maybe Dvarav B'Shem Yesh Misha Omer. Like what he says, but if a doorway doesn't have a door for mezuzah, Ram Shit is its potter. So that's a Yesh Misha Omer in the Shulchan Aruch.
There's
a Nachalach Kamina there. Yeah. The Kamina here. Yeah. The Kamina is the Lohi Bibi Sifro Beis Yosef Shum Cholik Al Rambam. Shemati Beyond the Shein Afil Rak HaRosh, whereas he only quotes the Rosh as the dissenting vote. So ve'eich hechli b'shulchan aruch kedas HaRosh l'chalutin b'stam ki'ilu ein shum cholek u'kvar be'emes cholek alav hashach. And the Shach argues u'pasuk kedas HaRambam el sh'yose mizeh glod la'pliya sh'din zeh sh'pasuk b'shulchan aruch sofim mila sh'lo b'zman ha'idoch ha'yod r'sheni shum cholek z'lo ola al das HaRosh me'olam. He thinks the Rosh never even said that. In other words, he's quoting the Rosh saying, in the Safik Mila Shalom Asmana, is not Dochion Shecheni. The Rosh wasn't talking about that. Rosh Kai, Amishal Nola, Bev Shaz, Ben Shmash, Shul Shavua, Shacha Safish Mini, Cholush, Yom Tovim Shal Golios, Becha Bashav, Shushay Shav Shanibal Yom Yud Beis, Bisham Yon Shani Kvar Over Zmana Bavade. He's saying the Rosh is talking about Mila Shalom Bezman Avadai. In other words, he's not talking about that it might be day eight. It's definitely not day eight. Because it's already, Shabbos would have been day eight. Now we're talking about Sunday, which is day nine, will we let you, so it's a Vaday Mila, the case the Rosh was talking about is a Vaday Mila Shalom Bezman. So maybe if it would be a Safek, he would have been Moda. But a Vaday Mila Shalom Bezman, he never said. So that's what he's talking about. But who says he was machmer on if it's a suffix shmini? Right? Alo yesh kan sveik sveika. Shem hayom zmanav. If it's shalom hayom ahaz, zmanav shem hayom chol. Shem hayom tushayini suffiku. He says maybe the Rosh would be maskim if it's only a suffix.
So the
we're just talking
about
Mila Shalom
Bezman.
Right,
So
then he says, so you know what he wants to say? Why is he machmir? So he says, Allah b'dayti lomar, but does that have a sheish lo matirin? Oh, sheyocha lomu achar yantif. Right, it's really on the chabad davar sheish lo matir. If you sfeik sfeik, so even though you have a sfeik sfeik, you have to do it on yontif sheini. If it's a suffix shmini, it might be shmini, but still, it's a davar sheish lo matir. We can do it tomorrow. Kumosh kosev arama simkuf yud el kosher the chabad atzma pasuk she suffix muchan mutum yontif sheini. Hashach, Hiksha, Well, he gave Ramah Divrei Mechaber Klum Kan Kotsav Yesh Lahachmer B'Dovei Sheish Lepim Sfeik Sfeiga. So he says Teretz Hashach. Okay, that was the question where how Teretz Hashach the Yom Tov Shein killed Tzvei Sheiner Al Minim. Okay, different shitas.
Meaning
it's
not
your rise level or something. Yeah. What is the shot? So then he says on page 9, if Gufa did not nachal Ram Rosh Bevil Vada Shalom is man Ram Doch Yom Tov Shein Rosh Eid Doch Ner Dev Rosh. He says, and he thinks the pasha should be like the Rosh anyway. Masra Yish Lachal B'Shay Yom Tov Yosef Rosh Shana Rosh Eid Tov Yom Tov Arichta. Because why should you be more Mekel? It has nothing to do with Yom Arichta, this question. Yom HaRuchta is like the Beit HaShenolda. So because he thinks really Halacha should be like the Rosh. You know, in the case of Avade, Shalom Bismana. So, but he says, Avav Bishanir in the Rosh, Mekomim, Misharot Zol Smoch HaLashach, Shech, Riyak HaRambam, Lachal B'Yadam Shalya, In Mochim B'Yadam. He says that Ein Mochem B'Yado, somebody would want to follow the Rambam, follow the Shachta. The Maaseh said, we're not going to do this, you know.
He said, I came on with Chavar, not with Chavar, extend the Rosh.
Right, first he thinks the Rosh is only talking about the Vaday, not the Safek. Right. And then he says, but he says in terms of the Vaday case, he thinks the Rosh is right.
So
but if you want to be somech on shach, you can't want to be somech on. But so Iker Adinis, he really holds like the Rosh, but he really thinks the Rosh only meant it in the Vada case, not in the Safek case. But Lamais, the Shulchan Aruch was machmir even in the Safek case.
So therefore.
Because it's Dava Sheish Lomatirin.
Why would the...
So at the end of the day, you know, we're not going to do anything.
Why would we suffer? If the baby's born on the day of Shmashos between the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah.
A week earlier.
What?
A week earlier.
Yeah. A week earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So once the second, if the first Yom HaRichta in this case is in the Safek, where the Rosh is saying, why would Yom HaRichta be, that's the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is Mashmah that you delay.
The Rosh Hashanah.
Everyone's agreeing you're delaying
that. Right.
But Yom HaRichta is not a Svara, which the Rosh seems to, which the Nodim is saying. He doesn't think that Yom HaRichta a reason to make any tefillah, but he holds the split between the two. Why should that be a difference?
Yeah.
You have a safek, and why should they do it on the second day? Yom Ruf is not as far at all. If he doesn't hold the Yom Ruf, why should in this case I delay the verse?
Because it's Yom Tov.
But the second he
says
he doesn't hold the Yom
HaRichta. Right, but not on the Yom HaRichta, it's just Yom Tov.
What do you mean?
It's Yom Tov.
I should do it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
No, but you should never do it on the second day.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Why should there be a difference?
Okay.
He said there's no difference.
Okay.
It says stop it. The Mishnah says it.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, we'll talk later. Now, there's another Mishnah that's similar to this Mishnah in Shabbos, lechem aponim. Because with lechem aponim, they would bake the Shabbos Friday before, right? You would bake the Friday for Shabbos, and then you would keep it on the Shulchan the whole week, and you would eat it. So he says, Lechem panim lechem in pachas v'tishav lo yosei alacharas. Okay, lechem ve'er Shabbos. Normally, the lechem upon page 10, you bake the lechem upon him on Friday for Shabbos, and then you eat it the next Shabbos. So you're eating it on the ninth day. But what if it's Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you can't bake then? Because Ochel Nefesh is only for that day. So then you have to break it. You have to make it on Thursday, and you'll eat it the Shabbos after, the tenth day. But what if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday? So now you have to make the lechem upon him on Wednesday to eat it the following Shabbos. So again, the same question. Why did the Mishnah choose Rosh Hashanah Yom Shel Rosh Hashanah? So Rashi writes on page 11, Ushnei Yom Tovim Shel Hashanah Dafka Noka De Bizman Lechem Upon Him Lo Yushnei Yom Tovim Shel Goyis. So it's a technical thing, but in a Hanami, once there was the Takan of Yontif Sheni Shel Goyis, then it should be the same, like the Rosh. And the Tashbeitz, right, over there. Okay. Now the Tashbeitz on page 12 and 13, he quotes this Rashi, and then the arrow here in the left side of page 12, Lamadu Midvar, Kima, Shashanina, Perk, Hamila, Yishnimo, Lashmor, Yishnimo, Lutisha, Godin, Shnei Yamatov, Shal, Kolios, the Mila, Shal, Bazan, and the Dokhul, Tishan, Shal, Gosa. So he says that, so the same thing would apply, but he says over there, the Talmud, Tana, Yushalmi, Nokat. And the Rambam disagrees. And basically, so that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh.
What is the Nag of Yehuda and others use the word minach by Yom
Yom Tov Sheni is him. Well, the Gemara uses it. So don't blame them. It's the Gemara.
Like the Rosh.
It's not Docha. In other words, you can't bring a raya that it says only Rosh Hashanah that it would be Docha Yom Tov Sheni, because it only says Rosh Hashanah because they only had two. Then there's a tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, where he discusses, he quotes the Rosh, the Shacht, and he says the Shacht didn't see the tshuva's Tashbeitz. If you would have seen the tshuva's Tashbeitz with the Rashi and Psachim. And then he says that Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, you have to be Machmir. You look on page 15. The old. So in the Kalchom Nami, the Kvar Kasav, the Mokom Achir, the Hach Minig Yontif Beis, Korv L'Doraisim, the Avu Kedovah Shenesa B'Midian, the Avu Gav Shenesbata L'Tam, the Usbata L'Takonah. Came the Efshim Shemok Malon, she Yachzor Adov L'Kekulu HaVichachat, she Kayem Zavu Gav L'Tam Botom. So Mokom, it's a very strong Minig. So Mokom Kayem Shachat, she Kayem Zavu Gav L'Korv L'Doraisim.
Probably
called Minhag because it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Then he quotes the Nevi Yehuda, the Shas, all of Karash, the Rambam. But it's a strong Minhag, so he doesn't think we should just do away with the Minhag, the Makom. Like the Rush, but if it's a Vade Mila Shalom Bezmana, what about a Sofik Mila Shalom Bezmana? That's a Vade. So Vade Mila Shalom Bezmana, he's with the Rush. He said, but on page 17, he says, Ach, but Sofik, I didn't bracket it, but it says Sofik Mila Bezmana on the right side. Ach, but Sofik Mila Shalom Bezmana, then he thinks that the Noda Yehuda is right. He says, Asi Safik Kiya Mitzvah Sesei Dereis Adachi Safik Kal Derabban. Dil Ma Yom Hu Yom Ches. It's over on Mitzvah Sesei Dereis Hem Shum Safik Derabban. Well, the Shit is rational, but it's Tzorech Tzas. Can I feel it as much? Yeah. So then the Suffolk, he thinks, Sarach Mitzvah, Dolcha Yontif.
Everything's Sarach
Mitzvah, yeah. Yeah. He says, he doesn't think you should push off a Sofik Kiyo Mitzvah Seder Reishim, Mishum Mitzvah Sofik Drabonin, Hakal, that's Musa.
Why
And then he says, yeah, we make up Yom Tov Sheni Machmir L'mul. So basically, he thinks that in this case of Suffolk, really, you should really do it. I mean, the Mila. Yeah. Well, the Shach was saying it even in Avada. Shach says, I follow the Rambam. Even in Avada, Shalom is mana, should do it Yontif Sheni. And so the Chassid Sofer says, no, that we should follow the Rush. But if the whole thing is just, but if it's a Sofek Shalom is mana, it means it might be, this might be Deches. It's not in cases where it's definitely not Deches. There might be deches, and especially it's a tzorach hayom.
So if you go to the tzorach hayom, then it shouldn't be that it's not even a kol yom.
Right. So the stakes are.
So the people like the Rambam Yehuda.
Yeah, the stakes are very low. Yeah, because you can get a mila. So that he thinks the Rambam Yehuda is right. We got a. The Suffolk.
Where does it say the Tzorach
Hayom? Yeah, in the paragraph on page 17. suffering mila b'zmana. Although l'shitas Rashi, l'boy tzarech tzas min ha-Torah, especially l'shitas Rashi, you only need tzarech tzas is only a din d'rabbanan. Can't feel ain't his money, name it mitoch shehutra. You have a din mitoch. In other words, Rashi sheet is that midaraisa you don't even need a tzarech at all. You say mitoch. It's only midrabbanan that you need a tzarech hayom. So. It's not an Isidoraisa. So if it might not be the right day, so. But anyway, you're not doing an Isidoraisa because even if it wouldn't be tzarech at all. Right. So Bekitza, that's what he.
He's saying the concept
that you can get a mitzvah b'zman avada b'yom. That should trump everything. But l'maisa, and then there's a tshuva here for the bai chayi. That's the tshuva of the Knesset HaGedola. I told you Rabbi Kalman, Chaim Kalman Klein showed me a tshuva in Mikvos for the bai chayi. Not to be confused with the Shut Knesset HaGedola, was also written by the Knesset HaGedola. But in the Chidah, he just summarizes it on page 22. He says, HaGolem Rabbi Cheskel should know the view because of something Milosh Lomas Manach Rosh Moda, the Shari Lassos to be under Shani. Then Hachum Mishokanach Agav Shid Vikosva of Milach Ata Nidus of Truva Sarav Knesset Gedola, where each of Yodea is Tapich Amid Meal Chachum Echad Shirotu Loma Da Rosh Lomayri El of Milosh Lomas Mana Vade. In other words, someone wanted to say like the Noda Yudah that it's only talking about Vade Milosh Lomas Mana. But by Sufik he would agree. Who's al hiskim lehefech? The Rosh Afil b'Sufik mila ayri. And the Sagdola says no. The Rosh is talking about even Sufik mila. Who does the Rav? Ani b'ani nearly the shapi yeshu farish b'din Rosh k'moshom rachacham. And he thinks that no. He thinks that you could say that the Rosh only was talking about Vade, like the Chacham wanted to say, that the Knesset Gedola got angry at him for. But he says the Noda Yudah already said that. So it could be with that Noda Yudah, you're a Rav Ein Lahar. Yeah, in other words, this way you could make the Machlokas less between the Ram and the Rosh. Because if you want to say the Ram and the Rosh are arguing both on a Vade and a Suffolk, then it's a bigger machlokas. You want to say they're only arguing on a Vade, meaning the Shalom and a Suffolk, they both agree that, you know, you make the machlokas less. But Lemaisa, from what I...
They're making the Metzias less. The Svaras are much stronger.
Yeah, but he likes to know the Behuda, the Chidah. But Lemaisa, you know, from what I hear, the Minhag Olam is, you know, Sheva Tasa Odif, right?
Yeah.
And we just don't get involved in these things. I think a certain Rav said he would matter it, but he's, I don't want to quote any names now, but I think one Rav told me, Mishem, another Rav, that he would matter it, but I don't know if you could find a model that would do it. I think it might have been in this case, but I don't want to say any names because it might be some other case. I don't want to make a mistake in what I'm quoting, so I'm not sure that this Rav said it about this case, but maybe he did. But anyway, I think the minhag is not to do it.
Against
all these shittas, yeah.
In Hungary, too?
In Hungary, I don't know what they did in Hungary. Okay. Okay, so this is it's a very important discussion here. Mila Shalom Bismani, Yad Hashem, and Bez Hashem tomorrow we'll continue. See you after tomorrow.